Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to John 14, please. John 14, 1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." What do you do instead of be troubled? You believe. You have faith. Skip on down to the 26th verse. He said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've said to you." And what effect will that have on you? It will comfort you. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace," the Bible said, "whose mind is stayed on him." When we're thinking about him, Romans says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Does it matter what we think on? Yes. It's a matter of life and death, according to Romans 8. There are certain things you think on, it will minister death to you. There are other things you can think on, it will minister life and peace to you. The moment you start thinking on the right things, immediately fear begins to leave, peace begins to come, life begins to come, you begin to get stronger. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I to you." And he said it again, "Let not your heart be troubled." Who's the understood subject here? What did Jesus tell us? Don't let your heart be troubled. Here he added to it, don't let it be afraid. Should we take this personally?
Yes.
Should we take the words of the Master?
Yes.
What did he tell us? Don't let, he said, "Keith, don't let your heart be troubled. Keith, don't let your heart be afraid." Now, there is no following exceptions. Unless this happens. Because if this happens, I know you're not going to be able to keep from being afraid. No, no, no. He didn't say try to do it. He didn't say do your best. I know sometimes you won't be able to. What did he say? So what am I going to tell him? If I get upset, if I'm worried, if I'm scared, what am I going to tell him? Lord, I know you said that. But what? Help me out. Either I'm going to go day after day and week after week and month after month, not troubled and not afraid. Or I'm going to be troubled and afraid some portion of the time. And for that portion of time, how am I going to explain this to the Lord who told me don't do it? Help me out. What do I tell him? What do I tell him? Yeah, but we got to have $8 million by 2 months. And I don't know where it could come from. Somebody got a bad report. They say it's terminal. They say there's nothing can be done. It's somebody's child. What do I do? You should see the looks I'm getting across the face. Do you know what most religious church-going people believe? They believe if you care, you worry. And if you didn't worry, you don't care. How does that agree with this? I can't help it. I care so much. I'm a good pastor. And a good pastor cares when things are going on with his people. So it's a heavy load. But you know, when you care like I do, it just stays on my mind all the time. And I've cried half the night about it. Well, we got thousands of people. I'd be doing a lot of crying. There's been a lot of bad reports. There's been a lot of situations. I do care. Phyllis does care. I care enough to not waste our energies on things that can't help you. I care enough to do the one thing you should want me to do, which is get in faith. And if I'm worried and scared, I'm not in faith. I know this is more plain than some folks like it to be, but it's just the truth. You can fear or you can be in faith. I have to decide. Now you got to retrain yourself, because people were brought up and taught that it's godly to worry. It just shows you care. And the more you care, more upset you are, because you care so deeply. These are doctrines of men, and actually doctrines of devils. They are lies designed to incapacitate people, to drain them of their strength, and to keep them anywhere except in faith. So that miracles don't happen. And that death just is pervasive. And it's the devil's favorite thing to do this with preachers. Because if I'm worried and Phyllis is worried and I'm anxious, even though I come and try to put on a good show, it'll be in the tone of my voice. It'll be in the look of my eye. Come on, are you listening? The spirit of it will be there, and it'll be depressing. And the truth is, a whole lot of people are half depressed already. Nope. Now, I'm not saying I got this all at once myself. The first few years I was in the ministry, I didn't understand this. And people would come, and I grew up kind of a sheltered life. We had a good home life, and parents that stayed together and loved each other and loved us, and we grew up out in the country, and you know, not a lot of crime, and just had a good life. And so I'm in the ministry, and people would come in and they'd tell me what was happening in their life, and I'm just shocked. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I didn't say it, but I'm like, I never heard of such. Y'all did what? Who did what? They did what? And so the person is telling me, and they're coming apart and crying, and I'd reach and get the Kleenex box and hand them one, and I'd get one for myself too. Because I'm just sitting there crying, thinking, and they're going, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm thinking, I don't know either. I mean, you're messed up. Your life is a disaster. But will that help them? Come on. Huh? A lot of times people think they want you to get all upset and cry with them. But when everybody's done heaving and crying, where are you? Where are you? And I saw, eventually, thank God, I saw I cannot be moved by what I see, by what I hear. God is bigger. Yes. Hallelujah. And nothing is too hard for Him to fix or to heal or to meet the need or to deliver or to recover. Yes. Nothing. It's easy for Him. I said, it's easy for Him. I like what Brother Schambach used to say. He said, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. And compared to what God can do, you don't have any problems. Now people will get upset. A lot of times if you don't get upset over how bad their problem is. But I had to learn to quit doing that. I can't get a Kleenex for me too. I can hand them one. But then when they look at me through their tears, and they need to see some hope. Amen. They need to see some confidence. Amen. I can be compassionate and I do care. But this is not the end. This is not the end. And this is not hopeless. There is no such thing as an incurable disease with God. There is no such thing as something too late, too far gone, too hard, too big for God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's easy for Him. Easy for Him. But what we do have to overcome is our own fears. What we do have to overcome is our own unbelief. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And without faith, we don't receive and we don't overcome. Which is why He said, don't do it. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. What do we do instead? Trust in Him. Rest in Him. Go with me to Isaiah, please. I tell you what, do it like this. Go to Mark 4. What kind of life would it be to just go day after day, week after week, month after month, not depressed, not upset, not mad, not bitter? What's going on? What you find, we've already talked about this at some length. Paul talked about this, the one who God used to pen, be careful for nothing. We read in other passages where he said the cares of the churches came on him. But if he found out you're to not be careful about any of it, not take any of that care, and then Peter said, throw it all on the Lord, we realize it's coming on him, but he's not letting it stay. Right. It's coming on him, but he's not letting it get in him.
That's right.
It's not the things that come against you that can squeeze you. It's only what you let in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.